Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And let's turn now to New Jersey, hard hit, of course, by Sandy. And by the way, to our listeners in Massachusetts, in Pennsylvania, don't forget, if you're driving even northern and western New Jersey and lower upstate New York, it's hard to find gas, as my sister discovered this weekend. But what about voting tomorrow? Let's go to Ocean County, New Jersey. Out of 222 polling places, 177 are up and running. And the county's printed 50,000 special provisional ballots. These are the ones that have to be verified if they're challenged, that anyone displaced by Sandy can take to any polling place in the county. George Gilmore is chair of the Ocean County Election Board. And Chairman Gilmore, your county includes devastated communities, Seaside Heights, Manteloking. So what else are you doing to help people in precincts that are down?
We also have a bus that I think can accommodate up to 12 voters at a time. That bus is going to go out to the shelters where people have been relocated to allow those people to vote. And then the bus will also be used in case of any locations tomorrow where we have a power failure. The bus will go there to allow people to vote as well.
And do we understand, too, that the governor has said that people in New Jersey can fax or email their votes?
That is the directive from the Secretary of State's office. So anyone that's been displaced because of the storm, they can either electronically vote through email or by fax.
Well,
they will have to sign a waiver because, obviously, people are going to know how you voted.
Some legal experts, there's one from University of California, Irvine, worried about hacking because they say email accounts get hacked all the time. Do you have any concerns about this idea of emailing or faxing?
We have concerns because the only people that are supposed to be able to vote electronically or by fax, other than military personnel overseas, are individuals who have been displaced by the storm. We're going to afford an opportunity on any electronic ballots or fax ballots for any candidate that's involved in on the ballot to have an opportunity to verify that the person actually was displaced and verify that they're a registered voter.
And by the way, this is being allowed because you are seeing the displaced people in New Jersey as overseas voters. I mean, that's, you're kind of putting them in that category, which is kind of they sort of are in a way. You know, they've been, water has displaced them.
I think the Secretary of State's office, the Lieutenant Governor, are trying to afford every reasonable means for people to be allowed to vote.
Yeah. I just want to ask you, New Jersey has never had a turnout rate lower than 70% in a presidential election year. There are people, you know, national commentators, saying that this is not really that much of an issue, the fact that so many voters are disenfranchised this year, because New Jersey, New York tend to vote Democratic. What would you say to those people who are, you know, would be more concerned, let's say, if Sandy had hit, Ohio?
they're focusing on the national election. We have other offices on the ballot, from sheriff to freeholder to congressional candidates to local municipal candidates as well as school board candidates. So this is significant that we take every step we can to let every person who wants to vote to be able to cast their vote, because it will determine the outcome in some of these local elections.
George Gilmore, chair of the Ocean County Election Board in Ocean County, New Jersey. Thanks and best of luck to you. I think you're going to have a long night.
Yeah, we will. But I think this is going to be our finest hour, because I think we'll have a turnout rate very close to what we did 4 years ago. So,
best of luck.
Thank you.